Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. You know, there's been a lot of change in the job market these days, particularly on the employee side. You have people leaving old jobs, people finding new ones, but also companies are going through changes as well, including being bought by other companies. And I think this is what led to the question I received from Tiger. They wrote in and said, "Love your show. I have recently learned that my employer is closing to make room for a new company. Thankfully, my colleagues and I have been offered new positions with the company taking over. As we were discussing the takeover, I asked about the 401k. They gave us some options: leave the last one and start a new one, or roll it over to the new company's plan. Can you give me and your audience guidance on the pros and cons of these actions? If it's already been discussed on the podcast, I apologize. Any guidance would be appreciated." So, you know what? I looked back and I thought I had talked about rollovers, but I guess I hadn't. I couldn't find an episode about it. So, Tiger, thank you for the great question and for giving me a reason to discuss it more here on the podcast. First, what is a rollover? A rollover is really just a way of combining retirement plans together. This can be taking an old 401k and moving it into a new one. It could be taking an old IRA and moving it into a 401k. It could be taking a 401k and moving it into an IRA. There's a lot of different variations of this, but it's just a way of putting it all together in one place. All right, so now we know what a rollover is. We've gone through that part. The second part of the question was, what are some pros and cons of doing a rollover? Is it better to keep the money at the old employer? Should they move it over to the new one? So let's kind of break it down here. We're going to focus on the pros first. Pro number one is that rolling your 401k plan over allows you to manage everything in one location. It's a lot easier to have one login and be able to see all of your retirement plan contributions versus having 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 accounts just sitting out there all with their own amount sitting in each account, different login information. It just becomes tedious to try to manage all of that. That's why for me, I like rolling plans over because it just makes it easy for me to keep track of everything. Speaking of having a hard time keeping track of multiple accounts, pro number two is that if you don't roll your accounts over, it can be easy to lose track of those old plans. You know, maybe you've left a company and then they have their plan with, let's say, Fidelity, right? And then they decide, you know what, we're going to move everyone over to Vanguard. But you didn't get a letter in the mail. You didn't get an email. You didn't know. And so if you were to go back and look for that old account with Fidelity, you won't find it because it's already been moved somewhere else. Or maybe they moved it to a smaller company. You know, Vanguard is another large company. You know, they're likely to stick around. But maybe they move it to some small company that you've never heard of. Then you have an even more difficult time trying to track that down. So again, rolling over your old retirement plan allows you to just keep track of everything, keep it all in one nice, neat place. That way, you know exactly how much money you have for retirement. And when you need it, you know exactly where to pull it from. Pro number three for rolling over your old retirement plan would be maybe that old plan has high fees associated with it compared to the new plan. Every retirement plan, every 401k plan, IRA, they all have fees associated with them. There's also fees associated with the investment options that are held within those plans, the things you can choose from when you want to invest for your retirement. And there's no uniform fee structure when it comes to 401k plan fees. They're all over the place. From company to company, these fees can just vary wildly. And so there's a high possibility, a high likelihood that if you're moving from one 401k plan to another, that the fee structure is going to be different, that one set of fees are going to be higher than the other. So if you're in a situation where your old 401k plan had fees that were higher than your new 401k plan, that's a good reason to roll over those funds into this new plan and save yourself some money, because if you don't have to pay higher fees, that just don't do it. You have a great opportunity to avoid those fees. Now that we've talked about some of the pros, after a quick break, we'll hop into some of the cons and why you might not want to roll over that old 401k plan. All right, time to move on to everyone's favorite part of these discussions, the cons. Let's talk about why you might not want to roll over that old 401k plan. Just a quick note to you here. A rollover isn't mandatory. You do not have to move over your old retirement plan. You can leave it where it is if you want. So just keep that in mind. I wanted to touch on two cons in particular here. Number one, maybe your old 401k plan is better. So we just got through talking about how the reason why you might want to roll over old 401k plan is because the fees are high on that old one and they're lower on your new plan. The reverse might be true. Maybe your old plan is better. Maybe there's better investment options. Maybe the fees are lower and you're like, well, I don't want to take all this money that I've been saving and move it over here just to pay more fees. And maybe it's also with a larger, more established company. These are all reasons why you might want to consider leaving it with your old 401k plan administrator. Just a reminder, once you leave that job, you can no longer contribute new funds to it. So whatever's in that plan is going to be there. You're also going to have to keep track of your login information as well and just make sure that the money's not moving around to new companies. But if the fees are lower and you have a substantial amount of money there, that might be a reason why you want to keep your funds with your old 401k plan. Con number two has to do with a penalty loophole. I know everyone loves a good loophole. So if, for example, this is a very specific section of people who might be listening to this who this applies to, but if you are going to be leaving your job in or after the year in which you turn 55, okay, this is a very specific group of people, then you'll have the option to withdraw money from your plan before you turn 59 and a half and pay no penalty. Because normally there's a 10% penalty if you were to withdraw that money before you hit that very magical age of 59 and a half. Now, I mean, this isn't a situation where you want to just pull the money out because you can, because, you know, also you have to pay taxes on this money. And this has to be part of your retirement plan. You have to be planning on retiring and taking money out of your plan at this age. It's not a situation where it's like, well, I might as well do it because I can, because that might not be the right choice for you. But there is this very specific loophole where if you were to just leave that 401k plan alone and not touch it, it gives you this option to where you can start pulling some money out of this plan if you meet these other requirements. So those are the cons. I gave you some of the pros. Tiger, I hope this answered your question. And if you want to all be like Tiger and send in your question and have me discuss it here on the podcast, you can send me an email to questions@popcornfinance.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. While I'm waiting for all those questions to roll into my inbox, it's time to announce the winner of the giveaway. So if you didn't catch in the past episodes, we're giving away a portrait drawn by the very talented Jackie Ramos. She goes by Jackie P. Ramos on Instagram, and she's also a listener of the podcast. I got a lot of great entries from all of you. I really appreciate you all taking the time to send those in. Originally, I was only going to pick one winner, but I mean, you all do an amazing job of supporting the work I do here, coming back, listening to the podcast each week. So the least I can do is pick two winners from the list of entries that I got. So that's what I'm going to do here. All right. So winner number one is Mimi. Congratulations, Mimi. Winner number two is Coda Lily. So Mimi, Coda Lily, thank you so much for taking the time to enter into this giveaway. I appreciate you listening to the show, leaving great reviews for the podcast. I will be following up with you via email with details on how we'll get you coordinated with Jackie to get those portraits drawn and sent over to you. So thanks to all of you who took the time to enter into this giveaway. But just know there's another giveaway coming where I'll be giving away another portrait. So just stay tuned, and details on that giveaway will be coming out soon. In the meantime, come over and join me on YouTube. I've been doing more video work and putting together some special stuff for you all there. You can just go to youtube.com/popcornfinance to join me there, or just click the link in the show notes I have on there just to make it easy for you all to come see what we're doing on the video side of Popcorn Finance. As always, I appreciate you all joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Your boy keep it popping like Mary Poppins.